Hey there, let's start the day with some fascinating daily facts.
Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, was born on January 8, 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi. He had an identical twin brother named Jesse Garon Presley who tragically died during childbirth. Elvis was deeply affected by his twin's death throughout his life and often felt a spiritual connection with him. The loss of Jesse played a significant role in shaping Elvis's personality and career. He frequently mentioned feeling both a sense of loss and responsibility for living for two people.
Charles Worth, an Englishman, established the first fashion house in Paris in 1858. He revolutionized the fashion industry by introducing pre-made gowns showcased on live models. Prior to this, clothes were custom made for individuals. Worth's innovative approach allowed customers to see how garments looked before purchasing them. His store became a hub of high fashion, and his designs were sought after by royalty and high society members alike, marking the beginning of haute couture.
Researchers have captured rare footage of orcas, also known as killer whales, attacking and killing great white sharks. This behavior is part of their natural hunting strategy. Orcas are apex predators with a diverse diet, including seals, sea lions, and even other whales. However, their attacks on great white sharks reveal an unexpected predator-prey dynamic in the ocean ecosystem. The orcas use sophisticated techniques to immobilize the shark before consuming its liver for its high energy content.
Great Britain pioneered the use of postage stamps in 1840, revolutionizing global communication. The first stamp, known as the Penny Black, featured a profile of Queen Victoria and was valued at one penny. This innovation was introduced by Sir Rowland Hill, who also proposed uniform postage rates irrespective of distance traveled within the country. The success led to worldwide adoption of this system, transforming postal services and making them more accessible and efficient for everyone.
Sea cucumbers, marine animals found on the ocean floor worldwide, have a unique defense mechanism. When threatened, they expel their internal organs out of their anus to confuse or entangle predators. This process is known as evisceration. Astonishingly, sea cucumbers can regenerate these expelled organs within a few weeks. This self-mutilation act serves as an effective deterrent against predators like fish and crabs and showcases the remarkable survival strategies in the animal kingdom.
Chicago has a significant Polish population, second only to Warsaw, the capital of Poland. This is largely due to mass immigration during the late 19th and early 20th centuries when Poles fled economic hardship and political unrest. Today, Chicago's Polish community contributes greatly to its cultural diversity with numerous Polish restaurants, festivals, churches, and businesses throughout the city. The presence of this vibrant community has earned Chicago the nickname "the most American of American cities" by some.
The green ring around overcooked egg yolks is a result of a chemical reaction between iron in the yolk and sulfur in the egg white. When eggs are cooked for too long or at too high a temperature, these elements interact to form iron sulfide. This compound has a greenish-gray color, which manifests as the unappetizing ring often seen on hard-boiled eggs. It's harmless but can make eggs less appealing visually and affect their texture, making them rubbery.
Hell, Michigan is a small unincorporated community in Livingston County. It spans only 0.9 square miles and has a population of just under 300 people. The origin of its unique name is unclear, but it's become a humorous point of interest for tourists. Hell experiences the typical Midwestern weather with hot summers and cold winters, often humorously referred to as "when hell freezes over." Despite its size, it offers attractions like souvenir shops selling Hell merchandise and an annual hearse festival.
Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. So long for now, see you tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.